Listen up, it's time for Reporting 101, where real kids let you know what's up.
Part of a collaboration of Police Athletic League New York and Radio Rookies.
Let's start the show.
Dear listeners, my name is Joshua and I'm 14 and I live in Brownsville, a neighborhood in eastern Brooklyn. Maybe you never heard of Brownsville. Let me try to paint a picture for you. Here's Mr. Owen, an instructor at Brownsville Beacon Center, when I asked him to describe Brownsville.
Truthfully?
Yeah.
I would say think of one of the most rundown, disrespectful, dangerous neighborhoods wherever you're from. You probably got Brownsville.
It's true, and it's serious. Even the kids my age know.
The advice I would tell the newcomers is to be careful about the people who you hang out with.
Mm-hmm. And careful who you touch.
And
be careful how much money you walk outside with.
This is serious. In Brownsville, I would tell them, do not walk around with your phone out, because in Brownsville, people try to rob you.
Living in Brownsville can be hard. It's hard to get money, hard to stop all the drugs, hard to stop the violence. Some people out here don't even listen. They do what they want. Brownsville is small, only about a square mile, but it has the highest concentration of public housing in all of NYC, and some consider it to be the murder capital of the city.
You know, when I was younger, it was a lot more fist fights and brawls, and eventually people would shake hands and go about their business. Now it seems a lot more less physical solutions and more fatal solutions. Mm-hmm. So instead of people fighting and shaking hands, they're killing and saying sorry.
Growing up in Brownsville, I'm not saying it was dangerous, but it wasn't perfectly safe, because I would ask to go outside and my mom would say, hold on a second, and like a second turned into days. Days turned into weeks until I'll be able to go outside.
I don't like the disrespectful people in the neighborhood, but I don't like the criticism either.
If she's from Brownsville, she's a whole different person, because they believe that Brownsville is a difficult place or dangerous, and they feel as if you're from Brownsville, you're ghetto and different things.
When I watch TV or watch the news, there's always a bad crime or a victim or something happening to somebody. There's never anything positive, it's always something negative.
What we need is change, good change.
I want to take down all the projects and put up affordable housing, as far as actual houses.
The poverty. And when I say poverty, I mean mentality-wise. There's more teens than there is adults in Brownsville. We need to curb that.
When I was growing up, things seemed a lot more kid-friendly. There was a lot of summer leagues, and now it doesn't really look like there's a lot of things for the kids to do.
When I get older, or if God spares my life to see me, let me get older. Since different people are starting to try to make Brownsville and East New York better and try to stop the violence and crime, it'll get more positive.
She didn't say when I get older. She said if. It's not given here. Without changing for the better, people are going to be poor, and people are going to live in shelters. People are going to die. There are people who want to change. It starts with the young people.
When I grew up, it was like, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, so your community is supposed to help raise you. But this community doesn't really help raise the kids. The kids kind of raise themselves. So
you see, and you come to the community, you will see, like, it's kids out here really making a difference and changing the community by the second.
I've seen kids change from kids you might not want to walk past when it was dark outside to kids that I would invite in my home, you know, to come eat Christmas dinner with me. So
us in Brownsville see room for improvement, and we want to be the ones who get us there. We are the dreamers. What is your dream and why? What are things you feel you need to do to achieve that goal?
For me, I want to graduate high school and go to college and be a therapist, because therapist to me is very fun. It's just easy to talk. But I got into my first choice for my high school, so I'm very excited.
I actually want to get my PhD in teaching, so staying in school and
trying to succeed my goals instead of giving up on life. To become the first billionaire to be in Brownsville, and from there, I'll try to make a change from where I grew up from.
I want to play in the NBA, but before I can get there, I want to stay in school, get my high school diploma, and I want to have a good job. I want to work hard. This is sort of a motto of Brownsville. Never ran, never will. It's supposed to show that we're tough. We'll never back down from a fight. I want it to be more positive. I want to be proud of my will to succeed. After all, I come from Brownsville, or some might say,
the realest place in Brooklyn.
For Reporting 101, I'm Joshua.